Okay, I'll just have one last go. I'll ask three at once this time, and then I'll be done. First one is, I noticed that Phil, you and I think it's Peter, not Peter, Peter Hofbauer, spent $9.6 million buying shares in BBI, Babcock and Brand Infrastructure, which has underperformed in the last 3 months. Why was that, you know, why did the executives do it as opposed to the bank? I mean, I often sort of look at the whole Babcock structure and you sort of, why is, you know, when the first Aircom share raid happened, why did we put $51 million in and Capital put $300 million in and then we sold $30 million of ours? And sometimes I just can't follow who's doing what and why. So I'd like it, you know, some insight on this one. Why did you and Peter feel that you had to put $9.8 million into infrastructure as opposed to the bank itself, which already, I guess, had a 7% exposure worth about $100 million? My other one is, what are you doing with Alinta? There's all this press speculation that you're creeping up on them. You bought 3%, and you know who's doing it? Is it BBI? Is it you guys? Is it you personally, Phil? What's, you know? And can you tell us a bit about our relationship with UBS? I mean, we did the float in October 2004. UBS was our advisor. They said, you know, $5 a share is a good float price. So you massively diluted everyone who was already in the stock, given the shares are now obviously well north of 20. And we're north of 8 on the day it floated. Interesting to see that they took 3% of the shares in that offering at that knockdown price, and then they were first of the exits in March when you had the opportunity for your staff to sell. So, you know, if I put a cynical hat on, I say UBS advise on a low share price, scoop up 3% and then take a fast buck on the way out. So, I mean, what do you think of the way they've behaved and what's the relationship with UBS going forward?
Well,
maybe for your next meeting you should fly to Geneva and go to the UBS AGM and ask them. Well, I've forgotten the first two questions now. Why did Peter and I invest in BBI? Well, the simple answer is at Babcock and Brown we have a very clear employee investment policy, which makes it very clear that so this goes to your Linter question, makes it very clear that corporate opportunities, that anything comes to Babcock and Brown is a Babcock and Brown investment, and employees don't get those opportunities to invest in those transactions. Where we have listed funds, where we widely distribute investment products, then employees are free to invest in those alongside and at the same price as the public. Generally, we have a compliance procedure that we go through in those situations, but a lot of investors are comforted by the fact that our employees are putting their own money in at the same price. BBI is a listed stock. Trading window is open. And employees are free to buy it. The company itself has a significant weighting in BBI. It participated in the last capital raising on a full pro rata basis. Some employees, including myself and Peter, believe strongly that that stock is undervalued. No doubt you'll have some questions in relation to remuneration. We were well remunerated last year, and we need to put our money somewhere, and BBI looks better than most places to us. As far as Alinta is concerned, we certainly don't comment on press speculation and any transactions that may be ongoing. Obviously, it is a matter of record that Alinta have chosen to make public that we are on their register. I don't wish to comment any further. As far as UBS is concerned, I'd just like to correct one thing. UBS did not participate in the initial capital raising at $5. They actually bought shares of HVB at a premium to that price. and when they bought them, they agreed to a voluntary escrow period. It expired. And I suppose the other thing I correct is that they actually traded out to the extent they have sold down. That trading occurred after the employee build and actually after HVB had sold down a stake. So in terms of them being first to the door, I suppose they weren't. We have a good relationship with UBS. We have a good relationship with other global investment banks. We work closely with a lot of them. We have a number of funds that raise capital. We hope that relationship continues long into the future.